House Bill 648. As we have been following this saga, and I know for the last few days, many of you probably were wondering what was happening with that. If you visit my website, briantilton.com, you'll see right there at the top of the page, both there and on my Northern Pass page, what is very important that needs to be done today. And that is to educate your senators. Well, one senator who's been on the forefront of this eminent domain battle is Senator Jeanne Forrester of Meredith, who joins us now. And, Senator, good morning to you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning to you.
All right. So you've been working very, very hard on House Bill 648, along with Representative Larry Rappaport, a sponsor of the bill as well. And tell us where things stand right now.
Well, right now we are working on educating the senators of the importance of passing House Bill 648 tomorrow. As you may have heard, it got re-referred in the Senate Judiciary Committee, which basically means the committee felt that it needed more study. And my directive to the senators is it doesn't need study. We need to act on it tomorrow. We need to get it out of committee and protect private property rights.
Because as we look at the procedure, just because the Judiciary Committee said, let's re-refer this bill, doesn't make it automatically so. The full Senate still gets the vote to approve or deny that request.
Absolutely. And so the thought would be on the status of it now is when it comes to the Senate floor is to ask the Senate to vote against the re-referral motion, overturn that, and then vote on the bill itself. House Bill 648 in its original form.
Right, which was passed by the House of by a vote of 317 to 51.
Absolutely. Clearly, the House of Representatives understands the importance of protecting private property rights.
So what are we seeing here in the Senate? The Judiciary Committee voted 4-0 to re-refer the bill, and I don't know what the reluctance is of other senators in possibly taking this up. What do you think is at play here?
Well, I think primarily it's an education issue. You know, the senators have been all focused on other issues, and there are actually probably, I think there are 6 senators who this directly affects their districts. The rest of the senators have been focused on issues of the budget, finance, education, those types of topics that are critically important. And this hasn't been on their radar screen. It is now. And unfortunately, as you know, there were 17 lobbyists that were dropped on Concord in the last couple of weeks and creating a lot of misinformation, a lot of unsurety of what House Bill 648 will do, when all it has to do with is protecting private property rights. But PSNH has indicated that it will hurt future energy projects, which is absolutely not the case.
Right, and that's what I've heard as well, that this would put the Laidlaw project, they wouldn't be able to do that. Although I just got a word right before the start of the show here that state regulators have suspended approval of the deal for Laidlaw Energy to turn over the former Fraser pulp mill into a biomass plant. So that's just coming out today that I'm just hearing. So
yeah,
that has nothing
to
do with House Bill 648. Right.
That's right.
Right. That's a different process. And of course, if you're looking at building it, we'll say wind farm, because there's a few of those projects going on, and one of them already up, the Lempster Wind Farm. That was all done on private property. They built the transmission lines over the existing telephone pole structure that did not take anybody's land, not even by an inch.
Exactly.
So that's the kind of things that our senators would need to know, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And the other thing, too, that is important for the senators to understand is the reason we need to act on this now is property values are being hurt now. Real estate transactions are being lost now because of the uncertainty in the market, because people don't know what's happening if PSNH is going to, and they've already said that they'll use it as a last resort, so clearly they don't think 12A of the Constitution applies to them and their project. So senators need to act now to protect private property rights. And if you read today's Union Leader this morning, you'll see that there are landowners who are already starting to post their property by saying we're not going to allow anyone on our property now, which is going to hurt the snowmobile industry. It's going to hurt hikers. You know, all those folks who private property owners open up their land for others to enjoy and use. You know, private property owners are now saying, well, if you are not going to protect us, state of New Hampshire or senators or House of Representatives, if you're not going to protect our private property rights, we're not going to be accommodating to everyone else who wants to use our land.
Exactly. And I've already gotten quite a few emails to that effect over the last few days with one gentleman in Chichester who has 150 acres of land, and he's posting it. He says, no more
right.
use of my property until House Bill 648 is passed to our satisfaction.
Right.
So.
And so it's really the unintended consequences. You're going to see people closing up their properties. This is going to hurt tourism. It's going to hurt people enjoying the land that they've been able to because private property owners have been so accommodating in the past.
Yes, exactly. Jeannie Forrester joining us here. She's a state senator from Meredith here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse talking about House Bill 648 expected to come up for a full Senate vote tomorrow. And as we look at this, a lot of people talk about Article 12A, which was the constitutional amendment passed by voters in 2006. And what this law does is it brings the New Hampshire eminent domain statutes in compliance with Article 12A. You know, in the RSA 371:1, which is clearly titled eminent domain, and it talks about public utilities in there.
Exactly.
So, in looking at that, that's simply what this is. This is clearly a property rights issue because, as you've seen throughout much of your district, Senator, as you mentioned, the properties, property values even declining. We've seen real estate sales come to a screeching halt as well.
And I'll tell you what is outrageous to me is I had a representative from PS&H come into my office the other day and say, well, it looks like we're going to be able to buy the land we need for this project. However, we still can't let 648 pass because we need to have the threat of eminent domain hanging over the property owner's head in order to get them to sell the land that we want. That's outrageous.
This is what we have seen nationwide in virtually every eminent domain taking that has occurred throughout this country, and that is using the threat of eminent domain so you get the property owners to get scared so that they sell
right.
out at a much lower price.
Right.
Further depressing property values for the
right.
neighbors. Yeah.
Right.
So, and what is your thoughts on talking with other senators? Have you talked with any others over the weekend?
I have talked to more than a few, and we are working right now on a strategy to try to ensure that 648 gets passed on the Senate floor tomorrow. So I think as they get more educated, and help them understand that this has to do with private property rights. It's about nothing else. Every senator that I've talked to supports the concept of private property rights.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know
it's just keeping that message clear. And unfortunately, what PS&H has been able to do is create confusion. And we have to clear up that confusion. And I think we're making some progress. And of course, you might have seen the great full page ads in the paper. It was in the Union Leader today by the Timberland Owners Association and the New Hampshire Society for the Protection of Forests, which urges the senators not to blink on this subject.
Good. I'll have to go take a look at that. I haven't seen that part yet, so we'll look that one up for sure. Well, Senator Jeannie Forrester, I do thank you for your work on this issue. I know that this has been a very big issue for you, considering that a number of the towns that you represent are affected by the possibility.
60% of the towns, yep.
Wow, that many. And you've been doing work on the budget throughout all this process, too.
It's keeping me busy.
Do you ever get any sleep?
A little bit.
Okay, good. Well, Senator Forrester, thank you very much for joining us here with this update. And again, we want people to contact their senators and ask if they support House Bill 648 in its current form.
Yeah, and Brian, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity this morning, and also for all that you've done to help get this message out there about what's happening in Concord on this issue.
Very good. Well, Senator Forrester, thank you very much, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
All right, appreciate your help. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.